CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 21st of June 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Chris Budd, G4NBG, OBE. RSGB convention lectures announced. Medium wave experiments in the US. Professor Chris Budd, G4NBG, has been awarded an OBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours for services to science and maths education. He's been a radio amateur and RSGB member since his teens, when he was introduced to the hobby by his grandfather, who held a licence in the 1920s and was a radio scientist during the war. Professor Budd was active first under G8OPB and then G4NBG, and as a student was president of G6UW, the Cambridge Wireless Society. He joined the University of Bath in 1995, has published over 100 research papers, and is also the creator of Bath Taps Into Science, a major hands-on science festival that's won several national prizes in the 14 years it's been up and running, so congratulations. The RSGB convention takes place over the weekend of the 9th to the 11th, of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. We're pleased to announce that Glenn Johnson, W0GJ, will be speaking about the K1ND expedition, a once-in-32-year from Navassa Island that was number one in the most wanted entity in Europe. Dave Powis, G4HUP, will be looking at digital and analogue scopes, how each type of instrument works and how they can be used. This will be followed by a workshop to give visitors hands-on experience of scopes. Details at www.rsgb.org/convention. A group of US medium-wave experimental licensees will transmit greetings on 630 metres during the ARRL Field Day weekend of the 27th and 28th of June. While the 472 to 479 kHz band isn't available for amateur radio use in the US, these greetings messages are allowed. See the ARRL.org website for details of call signs and frequencies of those planning to pass greetings messages. With the new UK amateur licence now in place, the exams need to change to reflect the current licence conditions. The RCF gave notice that the new rules will be examined from the 1st of October. The RSGB is working on updates to the Foundation, Intermediate and Advanced training books, and a further announcement will be made as soon as the extras are available. This should enable anyone preparing for an exam after the 1st of October to have the current rules clear in the mind. But it's worth noting that the old licence conditions will continue to be examined until the end of September, so if anyone has any questions, please contact Philip Willis, M0PHI, who is chairman of the RSGB Training and Education Committee, tech.chair at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee is seeking someone to develop a web program that graphically displays HF propagation predictions. The propagation information will be obtained by running ITURHF prop and utilizing its text-based output. No prior experience in propagation is expected, only a good web programming background. Interested parties should contact Lynn Williams, G4FKH, at g4fkh@sky.com. Every year, the BBC broadcasts a special programme to the scientists and support staff at the British Antarctic Survey team. Music requests and special messages are sent to the small team of 40-plus, located at various Antarctic research stations. The frequencies to be used for the BBC Antarctic Midwinter broadcast today, the 21st of June, are 5985 kHz, 5905 kHz and 9590 kHz. All this at 2130 UTC. Now at this point there's a fault in the script which repeats part of what I've just read, so I'm going to skip it. The next British Inland Waterways On the Air event will be held over the August Bank Holiday weekend of the 29th to the 31st of August. The event is open to all amateurs who are boaters, cyclists, walkers and other users of canals, rivers, towpaths, riverbanks for work or for recreation. The primary band will be 40 metres. More details on the RSGB website. Search for Biwota, that's B-I-W-O-T-A. On the 28th of June, Martin G7MRV and Bob M1BBV are walking the Like Wake Walk Challenge, a 40-mile route across the North Yorkshire Moors to be completed in under 24 hours with 5,000 foot of ascent. They're at fundraising for MAG International, a landmine and UXO clearance and awareness education charity. As if the strenuous nature of the walk wasn't enough, they've decided to operate amateur radio en route. Ofcom's been very supportive and issued them with an SES NOV to operate under the call sign GB0MAG on that day during the walk. The NOV is not fixed to a single operating location, but rather a 40-mile long and 20-metre-wide operational corridor. Operation will be quite low power, on 2 metres FM only, with an ultra-lightweight rucksack-mounted antenna to increase the range. See QRZ.com. The British Amateur Television Club is helping to organise an ATV convention at the Ham Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen in Germany on the 26th of June, entitled Digital Amateur TV, State of the Art and Trends. It will run for 4 hours. It will give an overview of current ATV activity in European countries and will cover the move from analogue to digital operation by ATV operators. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Newbury and District Amateur Radio Rally takes place today, the 21st of June, at the Newbury Showground. Owing to essential roadworks on the M4 junction 13, the roundabout is closed, which means that diversions are in place for most visitors to the rally. Visitors should check the NADARS website, www.nadars.org.uk, before setting off for details. Talking on S22, the rally opens at 9 a.m. for visitors, 8 a.m. for sellers, with trade stand and car boot area, including a demo marquee with a display of amateur radio on the air. Details from Phil, 0771 504 738. The Barnsley Lambfest Radio Rally will take place today, the 21st of June, in Building 21, Elscar Heritage Centre, Elscar, Barnsley, S748HJ. The event is held in aid of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Doors open 10 a.m. Trade stands and family entertainment. Details from Claire, 01226 361 700. The Hamtronic Show will take place in Friedrichshafen in Germany next weekend, the 26th and 28th of June. There will be trade stands, including a large RSGB bookstall, and the RSGB president will be attending the show and associated meetings. On Sunday the 28th of June, the West of England Radio Rally will be held at the Cheese and Grain, Bridge Street, Frome, Somerset, BA 11 1BE. Doors open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and admission is £2.50. There will be trade stands, RSGB bookstall and disabled facilities. Details from Sean, G8VPG, on 01225 873098. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2 News in Radcom or on the website, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news. Cambridge Museum of Technology is hosting GB1 CMT, operated by members of the Cambridge and District Amateur Radio Club, today, the 21st of June. On the air between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m, the museum, including the radio operating area, is open to the public from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society will operate GB1JSS from Gallywood Common on the summer solstice, the 21st of June. Several stations will be active through the day, including 40 metres SSB and 2 metres for local contacts. The event runs from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. All are welcome, operate or assist. Further details, http://g0mwt.org.uk. Thurrock Acorns Amateur Radio Club is operating GB2PHC at Purfleet Heritage and Military Centre today, on the 21st. This is museums on the air station operating on 70 SEMs, 210, 20 and 40 metres, mostly voice. The 16th Island Games will be held in Jersey between the 27th of June and the 3rd of July. To mark this occasion, members of the Jersey Amateur Radio Society will be active with GJ15IJ and plan to have two or three stations on the air using SSB and CW. Logs will be uploaded will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, and paper QSLs should be requested using the OQRS facility provided by the Club Log. Wearside Electronic Amateur Radio Society will operate from Shildon Railway Museum on Saturday the 27th of June as GB4SRM. Operations will be HF, VHF and UHF. Everyone welcome. Details www.wears.org.uk. On the 27th of June, Llanelli ARS will operate GB1BAF for British Armed Forces Day. Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club will take part in Museums on the Air from the Green Lane Museum in the Roe Valley Country Park, 27th and 28th of June, GB as GB8GLM. Two stations will operate, HF, VHF and D-Star. Riviera ARC will be participating in National Armed Forces Day on the 27th of June using GB8AFD. They aim to work mostly 40 metres and 2 metres but might consider other bands. Special event QSLs will be available. If you have any news of future special event stations, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. DX News now compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Peter V3IKV will be active from the Bahamas from the 22nd of June to the 6th of July using C6AUX. He'll be mostly on 6 metres with some HF, both CW and SSB, QSL home sign. Two Japanese operators will be on the air from Timor-Leste, East Timor, OTA reference OC148 from the 25th to the 29th of June. Call signs before W-J7LU, 4W-J1AVY. Activity will be on all bands from 6 to 160 metres. Peter, ZL2HM, will operate holiday style on the Pacific Island of Niue, OC040 as E6AB from the 24th of June to the 4th of July. He'll be on 10 to 80 metre bands, mostly SSB. The 6Mike6M team will be active until the 31st of July, 6 metres only, with high power stations from the Jiaoyonggi province, HL2, QSL via HL2UVH. Tim VK7NSE and Paul VK2HV will be active as VK7FG from Flinders Island, OC194. For about 2 weeks, they'll be on the 10 to 160 metre bands with possibly some 6 metres. QSLM0OXO using OQRS or www.m0oxo.com for direct and bureau cards. Contest news: the biggest VHF contest of the month, 6 meter trophy, ends its 24 hours at 1400 UTC today the 21st. It has 6 hours and 24 hour section for single op fixed and single op others, as well as a 24 hour open multi op section. Using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The CW leg of the All-Asian DX contest ends its 48 hours at 23:59 today the 21st. Exchange a signal report and your age, YL can send 00. It will be using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The IRTS 80 meter counties contest runs from 1400 to 1700 at UTC today the 21st. Using SSB and CW, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also giving their county. The Worktall Britain 50 megs phone contest takes place today the 21st, 0900 to 1500 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Details and log sheets worked-all-britain.org.uk. On Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. The SHF UK activity contest also takes place on Tuesday at the same time. Using the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange is also signal report, serial number and locator. The 50 megahertz CW contest takes place on the 28th of June. 0900 to 1200 UTC, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The fourth 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 on the 28th of June. Using all modes, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, for the 28th of June, The UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800, using all modes on the 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun has been relatively clear this week, apart from the sunspot group 2367 that pushed the solar flux index to 136. Geomagnetic conditions have been reasonably quiet, with the KP index mostly at 2 to 3, with two instances of it hitting 4. Nevertheless, summer conditions in the northern hemisphere have taken their toll, with lower maximum usable frequencies during the day and noisy conditions on 80 metres and 40, thanks to solar absorption. The poor HF conditions are quite normal and believed to be due to a change in ionospheric chemistry, with a shift towards a more diatomic molecular components and fewer monatomic ones. These are harder to ionise due to the tighter bonding of the electrons, hence the lower overall ionisation and maximum usable frequencies during daylight hours. This week, keep a lookout on 20 metres and 17 metres with occasional F2 openings on 15. 10 metres should continue to show sporadic activity at times. There is DX to be had, but you'll probably have to work at it. The solar flux index is predicted by the USAF to be in the 120s next week, probably thanks to sunspot group 2371, which is rotating around the sun's limb and shows some promise. VHF and up, tropo is often to the fore at this time of the year, as warm, dry continental air drifts out across a cool sea and forms sea fog overlain by dry, warm air aloft. These are ideal conditions for tropo, since this can form lengthy surface ducts, particularly across the North Sea or down to the south across Biscay and Spain and beyond. Nighttime cooling and the effects of onshore sea breezes can couple island stations to these enhanced tropo conditions, although it tends to break down as daytime heating gets underway soon after sunrise. The first part of the week may see elevated inversions due to an area of high pressure extending towards southern Britain from the Azores, so look for tropo down toward the southwest. After midweek, an area of low pressure will introduce more settled showery Brett weather, providing some possibilities for rain scatter. Sporadic has been good this past week, and strong jet stream activity over Europe has probably helped greatly with this. During the week, the jet stream activity will be weaker and probably favour more northern paths. Check the propagation blog on the RSGB forums for daily updates. And that's it from the propagation team, and that's it from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.